All right. Good evening. Hope you're all doing well. Today we are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis. A lot of fascinating sugyas, but we almost got to the end. We're about halfway down on Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, and Lamed Beis is not super short, but it is Gishmak. We're going to be learning about the halachos of Tzar Ba'alei Chaim. Is the din of Tzar Ba'alei Chaim a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? The nafkamina is not, can you kick a cat when you're walking down the block, because they're both forbidden. That's also forbidden. But there would be nafkaminas, the lemais, in regards to safek, in regards to tzorech, and those kinds of things. But we're not even going to get into the nafkamina. It's just baseline. Is it a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Let us jump in again a little bit more than halfway down. We have been learning on Shabbos about languages that were double languages and what the implications were in halacha. So right now we're at one that says ha'anek ta'anik. Last word on the line is ha'anek, halfway down. And this is talking about giving gifts to an eved as they leave their servitude. Ein li ela shenis baruch habayis biglalo ma'anikim. I might have thought on my own that when do I give gifts? That's only when the guy added to the quality of my home. Lo nis baruch habayis biglalo minayin. How do I know that even though the eved might not was worth his stuff, we still give him gifts as he leaves? Talmud Omar ha'anik ta'anik mikol makom. That's why we have a double language, is that even if the eved in his servitude really didn't add to the overall quality of the home, afal pikein, we still give him gifts. But not everybody seems to hold that way. Well, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, the Amar, nisbarach habayis biglalo ma'anikin lo. Lo nisbarach habayis biglalo ein ma'anikin. Oh, so there we say, according to him, ha'anek ta'anik can't mean that you give gifts no matter what, because he holds that if the eved did not add to the overall value of the home, you don't give him gifts. If so, then ha'anek ta'anik, ta'anik lamali. So then the Gemara is, Dibra Torah l'kilashim b'nei Adam. It's just the way people talk. It's a little shver, because we just spent the last amud, hashev teshivim. We've been through 10 of them. Every one of them is it has a drasha to be made, but this is Dibra Torah k'lashon b'nei Adam. That's okay. Well, I guess there's no other way to learn Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
Just a question which I've never known the answer to.
No.
I don't know anybody that speaks that way. Do you?
Well, how do we?
In the English, they translate it as "you shall surely," but I don't know.
Meaning, it's not actually kefil. It's not actually kefil lashon. It's an intensity. But then we do that. That we do. But it's not ha'anek ta'anik. It's, I've said, like, you will clean up this room right now. Is that ha'anek ta'anik? Is that kefil lashon?
No.
But the Gemara doesn't call it a double. The Gemara doesn't call it a double lashon. The Gemara wants to know why the Torah said X. Hashem
right.
Tachivim.
And the person
What?
The person actually listened to you?
On the third try, yeah.
Okay, just ask.
Yeah. I have a parenting tip for those scenarios, which is that I just tell them, I said, I'm going to ask you twice. The third time, I'm just going to do the act myself. It's fine, because I want to get it done. And the second I walk in the room, they're like, no, no, no. Then they all like pop off. I got it. Okay, next. 10 lines from the bottom. Ha'aveta avitenu. This is talking about giving tzedakah. Ein li ela she'ein lo ve'eino rotza li sparnis. This guy's broke. He doesn't want to go for tzedakah. It's a busha v'cher, but he doesn't want to do it. Amar rachmana, ten lo derech halva. Be a mensch. Give the guy a loan with remarkable payback terms. That would be great. Yesh lo, if he has money. And the Eino Rotza Lihis Parnes. He's super stingy. He won't even spend his own money on himself, to the point that it's self-detrimental. Minayin, that we should still help him out. Tamal Omar Ta'avi Ten with the double lashon we call Makom. Ayul Reb Shimon Damar. No, this guy's he's hurting himself. He's a masochist. Damar Yeshal Ve'Ein Rotza Lihis Parnes. And he's talking low. Ta'avi Ten Alamali. This guy, we don't paskin that way. Or I should say, he don't. Reb Shimon doesn't paskin that way. He says, if this guy has money and he's just so cheap, he won't take care of himself that he's harming himself, we are not obligated to take care of that guy. Absolutely not. So then, Ta'avi Tanu Lamali, same answer as before, Dibra Torah, Kilashon B'nai Adam. That ends our conversations about all of the double languages. We're at the two dots. First, of the very long line, 7 lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis. Let's continue. We had said in our Mishnah, Haya Batel Min HaSela. Let's say that I work and I make $100 an hour. Lo Yomar Lo Tein Li Sela. I'm dealing with Yer Aveda and I lost an hour's worth of work. It's $100. I can't say to you, give me $100. Ela Nosin Lo Schar Kipoel. Scharo Kipoel. I need to be paid like an hourly worker. What hourly work? What does that mean? My hourly wage is 100. What does it mean, $100? What does it mean, hourly worker? That's what I charge. That's how much. That's what my time is worth. Says the Gemara, Tana, shouldn't say Tana, it should say Tana. No, saying lo scharo kipoel batel. It says that we measure his payment like a worker whose work was batel, whose work was canceled. What does that mean? My kipol batel. Amar Rabbi Abai explains. 4 lines from the bottom, Lamed Aleph, from the base, kipol batel shel osa malacha de batel mina. How much money would you be willing to accept to not do your regular work for the hour? So sometimes we're at work and we don't really want to work. I might make $100 an hour, but if you paid me 50, I would be satisfied too. That's what we're talking about. It's that lower amount that you'd be willing to not do your regular work for. Again, it's not always true, the mice, because sometimes we'd rather have the $100. But when I'm not in the mood to work and I want to be batel, what amount of money would make me be batel? I'm a makel. I can be batel for free. I don't need anyone to help me. It's no problem. I can do it on my own. I don't need any assistance. Huh? Yes, yes. I make up my time. Don't worry about it. I average way more than 8 hours a day. But actually, a real Shiloh really came up in regards to Brisim. Like if with the Brisim, they were just taking up so much time. So Ari Shabbat gave me the bag, get a driver. So I changed my pricing a little bit. And people basically pay for the driver so that I don't have to lose triple what I would have lost. Now a Bris is a lunch break. Nope. I'm going to Madison. It's so complicated. I'm going to Madison for a
circumcision.
Yeah. The female rabbi of the shul was one of the dayanim who did the gerus for the mother.
So it's when not I really it's, a, yeah.
When I was there last time, I got an earful because somebody said to me, Rabbi Keresh, would you like to eat the bagels? And Rabbi Betsy, who had done the conversion, said to this person, he will not rely on my kashrus. And I'm like,
which is true.
Yesh bazed dovarma. You're mechal Shabbos. It's a gemara in Chulin. Once a person has a chashash in their shmir Shabbos, you cannot eat their kosher anymore. You can't eat their kashrus. But this is even it's a mummer. It's a mummer. It's not nisht pasha. Oh, was it that bris? That's so funny you should say that, because the family emailed me and I looked up the videos. I looked up like the emails from that skupa to like do a chazara, like what was the gerus situation. So in the car today with my kids. And I believe that was it. But now that you said that, I'm going to pull up that video when we're done. Not right now. I'd like to pull it up now, but past Nishta, it's a little bit, it's already Bittul Torah. So anyways, I'm going to drive to Madison. It's 2.5 hours each way. No, I don't have time for that. So I'm going to sit in the back of the car, work, learn, whatever. I'm going to get up early, get it done. So that, you have real halachic shilas like that. That we're going to discuss that more in the Bava. It's about when you're a poa, when you work for someone, what your obligations are. Spoke to Rabbi Chaim Friedman about this, who of course is the tzaddik yisod olam. He was like so makvid on these kinds of things. Like he wouldn't, pretty sure he didn't say this, but it seemed this way from him, that he wouldn't make phone calls that weren't work related during, were nothing. Just glad. Just oh, makes sense. It makes sense. Okay. Says the Gemara, 3 lines from the bottom. Im yesham bezdin masna bifne. And we had said that if you want to make a condition that you do get your $100 an hour, you have to go to a bezdin and do so. The Gemara tells a story. Isur, I don't know why someone would name their kid Isur, but they did. Isur v'Rav Safra, avit iska b'hade adade, they were in business together. And then on his own, azal Rav Safra, and polag le below daite de Isur v'ape betre. And then Rav Safra went in front of two people, and he basically split the business in half, and he took his half. But he did it in front of betre. So asal akame de Rava Barapun, they went in front of Rava. So Isser was upset. So Isser went in front of Rabbi Abraham and said, "Amar lei, zil isi plasta de palagto kamay. Bring me the three people that were involved in the splitting." So there were two witnesses and Rav Safra, right? So Inami, or he might have said, turning to the top of Lamed Beis and Aleph, Trey migutlasa, bring me two of the three. Inami Trey sade de palgas ba'ape betlasa, or two of the witnesses that were there when there was a total of three people here. Amar lei, minolacha. How do you know there were three people there? How did you know that there were three people? You a navi? Says the Gemara, Amar Le, Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah. That's our Mishnah. Yesham Bezdin, Masna Mifneim. If you want to make these kinds of deals, these kinds of conditions, you have to do it in front of a Bezdin. How many people are in a Bezdin? Three. Rabbi Baruch Huna knows Mishnayis, and he said, it's got to be that there's three people. And Sham Bezdin, Bifneim, Yasna Shalokodem. And if there is no Bezdin, fine. So then the guy does not have to take a loss for, he doesn't have to take a loss for Hashavah Saveda. Amar Le Midami, he says to him, he says back to the Rabbi Baruch Hu, he says, I don't understand if these are comparable. Hasam de mapik mamona mehai umosiv lahai bo'inan bezdin. In some cases, yes, you do need a bezdin. In those cases, that's our Mishnah. Aval hacha didei shakle, but in the case of Isur and Rav Safra, He wasn't dealing with anything other than his own money. That's my money. If you and I are in business and we're 50-50 partners and I have money from the public, I get in my money, whatever, from stocks, whatever, I can split that in half. That's my money. I don't know. I don't want it's Gili Milsa Ba'almahu, Betray Sagi. I don't even need three people. I can use two. So why did you assume that in fact we needed three? He said, Teta, you should know that that's not true. That's not because we have a Mishnah. Almana Mocheres Shelo Bifnei Bezdin. Almana is allowed to be Mocheres. Properties that she got with her husband's death when she became an almana, she's allowed to sell. She'll be fnei bezdin. And Amar Le'Abayi v'Lav Mi Itmar Allah. We have a memra on that Mishnah. What does it say? Amar Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Almana Einat Tzricha Bezdin Shel Mumchen, Aval Tzricha Bezdin Shel Hed Yotus. You still need three, even when it's already yours, even when it's a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. The almana is hers now. The husband died. She picked up the property. Let's assume no kids. She picked up the properties from the husband. Still, if she's going to be Mocheres, it's Bifnei Bezdin. The same is true by Rav Safra and Isor. Even though it's a Gili Milsa Ba'alma, even though it's his, you have to die. You have to split your portfolios properly in front of a Bezdin. A new Mishnah, 12 lines down, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Matza Birefes, you find an animal in a barn. Ein Chayav Ban, that is not a location. Similar to our previous Mishnah, which was discussing locations, that is not a place where we have to worry about a Shavas Aveda. That animal's where it belongs. Birshus HaRavim Chayav Ban. If the animal's in public, okay, Pashut, that would be a concern. If you're a Kohen and the animal was in the Beis HaKvaros, lo yitmala, you should not worry about it. And im amar lo aviv, if the Kohen's father says to him, hitama, you need to go become tame in order to take care of this animal. O sha'amar lo al tachzir, or if the father says, don't do the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda, lo yishmalo. This is a well-known din, that if a parent asks you to violate halacha, we first and foremost have an obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only secondly do we have an obligation to our parents, and therefore you're not allowed to listen to your parents if they ask you to be mechalel anything. Not about tuma, not about anything else. And by the way, it's interesting over here because hitameh is about an iser, and the other one is al tachzir, which is an aseh. Meaning it's both categories. Even if a father says to violate an asay, don't put on tefillin today, don't take lulav and esrov today, don't eat in the sukkah today, don't hear shofar today, anything, asay or los asay, it's pashut, but at least the Mishnah decided to give examples from each category, then the son should not listen. Parak vitan. Let's say a person already did the mitzvah of prikotina. You're my neighbor. I was porek. I took stuff off of your animal to help you. I was towing. I put stuff on your animal to help you. And multiple times, afilu arba b'chamisha pa'amim chayev. I have to help you as many times as is necessary. Shenemar, azov ta'azov. I wonder if there's a practical application of seeing your neighbor taking groceries out of their car. Like what's the tzushtel from the putting stuff on the horse and taking stuff off the donkey and taking stuff onto them?
Horse or neighbor?
We'll see a little bit. That's where the Tzar Balei Chaim comes up a little bit. And it might come up about the neighbor too. We'll see both of these aspects today. I just thought of this question now, just as we're learning. I didn't think about it before.
If
but
it's neighbors, change.
Well, you're saying if you're helping the Yid, if it's a helping... So that's a possible distinction, because on the Amud Beis over here, we'll see that it depends if the animal owner is a goy or if the animal owner is a yid. It's a nafkamina in regards to Tzar Balei Chaim.
Seriously.
I don't think I've ever helped them. It's not very neighborly. But I don't overlap with them so much in that way. But we do see each other on Shabbos. All right, Mishnah continues about a quarter of the way down. Halach v'yoshav lo. Let's say that you see me walking and you're like, fantastic. Phil's here. He's going to go help with my groceries or whatever to take off of the chamor. And you go sit down. It's kind of rude. I'm going to be helping you. You're not even there anymore. You just go take a seat. So let's say I went to go help you. Halach v'yashav, you went to sit down. V'amar, you argue to me. Hol v'alecha mitzvah. Look, Kodesh Baruch Hu said that you have to do te'inu prika. It's not my problem. Im rison chalifrok prok. You want to do a mitzvah? Go do a mitzvah. In such a case, you're putter. The Mishnah says that if the bailim of the chamor are not there, you have no din of priko uteina. Shenemar imo, fascinating din. That means that it's not inherent in removing the items. There is a technical aspect to priko uteina, or prika at least, that the bailim have to be present. However, im hayazake no chole, if the person you're helping is incapable, they're infirm, they're old, they're sick, chayiv, then even though they're not present, we've touched what the word imo means, imo, but only when they're healthy, But if they're zaken or chola, then you're chayv. Mitzvah mina Torah lifrok. There is a din deoraisa to be porek, which is to remove things from a chamor. Aval lo liton, but there is no din deoraisa. Again, this is how it reads. It's not going to be the conclusion, so don't leave and say otherwise. Aval lo liton, there is no din deoraisa to put things onto the animal. That's not right. So I'll help someone load their car at Jewel. Lav dafka. That's what it says over here. Reb Shimon Omer Afliton. There's a mitzvah deoraisa for towing as well. So that means, seemingly, there's a machlokes if teina is a din deoraisa. And another din about this, Reb Yossi Aglili Omer, if the animal is overburdened with packages, ein zakuklo. This sounds backwards a little bit. If the animal has more than its regularly assigned capacity, it normally can carry 250 pounds. You're a jerk of a baal. You put 300 pounds. Halacha is your potter. Ein zakuklo. There's no din to help in the prika when the animal's overloaded. I might have thought otherwise. Why? Because the animal's herding. Tzar bali chaim. Let's see. We'll get into that. Shneamar tachas masao masaui sheyachol la'amud bo. It has to be packages that are shaykh for the animal. But if the packages are too much for the animal, your potter. That brings us to the Gemara opening halfway down on lamed beis amud aleph amar rava. Refes she'amru, when we had the case of the refes, and really what the Gemara is hinting to, what Rav is hinting to is, what do you mean by a refes ein chayev ba? That's literally where the animal lives. Why would you have a havamina that a cow in a barn is an aveda? Mehecha tesi that you'd ever think that. Why did the Mishnah waste the droplets of ink to write this sentence? It makes no sense. So Rav doesn't say this, but it's kind of what he's answering. Refes she'amru eino mate, it's the type of barn that doesn't make it uninhabitable for animals. And some of the Rishonim here write that there's actually food there for the animal. But it's also ve'eino mishameres. It's a little bit of a middle of the road because it's not mishumar, it's not mintar, it's not totally protected. And therefore, if I see an animal there because the animal could leave, would we say that that's therefore an aveda? Yes or no? And how do we know that all these things are true? Eino mata. We know it's not a place where it's uninhabitable. Yidikatani eino chayba. It has to be that there's some din of eino chayba. Why did the Mishnah bother saying that? Eino mishameres midi istrich lemisni eino chayba di isal kadaitach mishameres. If it were to have been a barn that was protected, hashda mishkach lo avroi me'ayel legavoi. If I found the animal outside, where would I have put it? Literally in the barn. That would have been the best place to put it. Mishkach lo migavoi me'baya. But now that I find it on the inside. Come on, the whole case in the Mishnah is mamish, pashut. It's like so obvious. The Gemara should have said pshita, and then the Gemara says that no, ma'u detema that eino mata and eino misha. So that's how we know over here. Elo shmamina eino misha meres shmamina. The case has to be a case that isn't so pashut, and the answer is that I find an aveda, but it's the type of barn. I should say I found a cow in a barn, but it's a barn where the barn doors don't close. Okay, there's a trough there and the animal has what to eat and it's happy and it won't leave. But that's why the Mishnah had to go out of its way to say something. Matzah berefes eino chayev, as we saw in the beginning of our Mishnah, that there is an animal that's found in a barn, then there's no din of Hashavas Aveda. And over here, we'll have two versions of this. Here's version number one, two-thirds of the way down at the two dots. Amar Rav Yitzchak, v'hu shomedes toch latchum. A bit of a strange language, toch latchum. So there's a little bit of a change in gears over here. Tzarech lomar hatchum, toch hatchum. Latchum is weird. The Gemara says that when do we say that it's eino chayev? That's only true if it's within the tchum, if the barn is within the tchum. But if the barn is outside the tchum and it's really not where the animal should be, then it's an aveda. Michlal, de bereshus harabim mafil besoch hatchum nami chayev. That seems to imply that according to the case in our Mishnah of Rishus HaRabim, that even if it was in the Tchum, we would say that there's a din of Aveda, which is a shtickle chiddush because it's not so far from home. However, Ika Demasni La'asefa, some say that the line of Rav Yitzchak was not on the Resha, was not on the first case of our Mishnah of Matzah Berefes Ein Chayevla, but rather on the Seifa, Rishus HaRabim Chayevla, last of the short lines of Rav Yitzchak. Here, we have the comment that when we say in the Mishnah Rishus HaRabim Chayevla, that is V'hu Shomed Eschutz LaTchum, or chutz, what was the language before? It's different. It was toch latchum. Here it's chutz. You see that? I didn't notice that till right now. Version number one of Rav Yitzchak, get the two dots, three lines before the wide lines, is on Rav Yitzchak, v'hu shomedes toch Hatchum. Here, the language of the Maamar changes. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak v'hu she omedes chutz latchum, not toch. So it's a different version. Do you have that?
Yeah, it's the exact opposite. Right, right.
It's the exact
I
opposite.
I thought what you were saying was chutz toch latchum is doesn't sound grammatically right.
It's just we're not
I thought
familiar.
That's what you were saying.
Yeah, I was saying.
So
that.
My guess is because chutz latchum is, so the opposite is toch, and they just
it is.
Reason
It
didn't
is.
change it.
The point is that we didn't know what Rabbi Yitzchak said,
Mm-hmm.
And there were it was we knew it was on this Mishnah, and that it really wasn't simple. Even on the Hagos V'Tzion here, it says Zeu Girsas Rashi, V'yesh Girsa Acheres Lehefech, V'hi Girsas HaRambam.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big tumult in the Gemara, what the language of Rabbi Yitzchak's Meimra was, and what we can learn from it practically. Now, according to version number two in the Ika de Masni La Seifa, so what would the Taich be? The Mishnah said Birshus HaRabim Chayba, and Rabbi Yitzchak said V'hu Shomed Es Chutz Latchum. When are you Chayb? Only if it's outside of the Tchum. Bechlal De Berefes Afil Med Es Chutz Latchum Nami Eino Chayba. That if the barn was within the tchum, you would not be chayv. That's very mistaber, actually, that the barn is inside the tchum. That's where the animal belongs, Pasha. That's literally where cows live. So because that's true, we should have, that maybe version two sounds a little bit more mistaber. Not so simple, because the Rambam has his little mark on version number one of the Rambam. And there are nafkaminas between the two approaches. The nafkamina would be that birshus harabim, you would be chayiv even b'soch hatchum. That would not be true according to version two. And also according to version one, it would be a different din in regards to the barn toch hatchum. So that would be a double nafkamina between the two shitas. That brings us to the next two dots, beves hakvaros lo yitamala, that you are, if the animal that's lost or the item that's lost is found in a beves hakvaros, so you're not allowed to become tameh. Tanu Rabbanan, minayim shim amar lo aviv hitama, o she amar lo al tachzir shelo yishmalo. How do we know, as if we need a marimako, how do we know, we actually will see that we do, how do we know that there is such an idea that if a father of a kohen says to his son, you're not allowed to do that mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, or I dafka want you to go into the Beis HaKvaros and become tameh, how do you know you don't listen? Shnemar ishimo ve'aviv tiro ves Shabbos sosai tishmoru ani Hashem. Kulchem Chayovin b'chavodi. So this is the svara that I mentioned earlier, that you both, the child and the father, guys, the hierarchy is clear. You all work for me. Okay, there's a subtext of a parent and a child, which is very important. That's fine. But lamaisa, because the parent and the child are both obligated to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, kulan chayav b'chavod, kulchem chayav b'chavodi, and therefore the father cannot ask the son to become tameh. Now the Gemara makes a beautiful diuk, one that raises a very important question. Taima, five lines into the wide lines, middle width lines. Taima, the kasav rachmanas shab society shmoru. It seems that this drasha of kulchem chayavim bechvodi was because of the extra words, the es shab society shmoru. Because if you look at the pasuk, if we would have only had ishimo ve'aviv tira'u, then I would not have known that kulchem chayavim bechvodi. The pasuk added in ve'es shab society shmoru because that's something that both a child and parent need to keep. So therefore, it must be that it's because of that part of the pasuk. But says the Gemara, Taima, the kasav rachman shab sosai tishmoru halav hachi. It implies that without the words es shab sosai tishmoru, havaminat sai soleh, that the child should listen to the father and become tameh for hashavas aveda. But why? Ve'amai, even without the pasuk of es shab sosai tishmoru, the child would be pater because hai asei. On the one side of the scale, as we spoke about yesterday, we have the mitzvah saseh hashavas aveda. But high on the other side, we have a lo sase ve'ase. On the other side, we have a kohen who both has the din of kadoshim to you, that he's obligated to stay kadosh, and he also has the fact that he's not allowed to become tamei. So even without the psukim of Veshav society shmoru, the son of the kohen would have been pater no matter what. And in Cain, why then would we need Veshav society shmoru? We'll answer that in a minute. But let's just finalize the din here. If it's in fact true that hai is asei, v'hai lo sa asei, v'asei, that on the one side we have hashava saveda, which is the asei, and by the kohen we have a lo sa asei, v'asei, a negative and a positive that he should avoid becoming tamei, then below asei asei v'dachi is a lo sa asei, v'asei, manavshah. Even without the addition in the pasuk of Eshav Sosai Tishmoru, the kohen would still not be obligated to listen to his father. So zog the Gemara, itzrich, we still need the pasuk of Eshav Sosai Tishmoru. Why? The reason why is because even though it's true the pasuk elsewhere says we have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this one says we listen to a parent. So salka daita chamina. Hold hukash kibura ve'ein lechvodo shel malkom. Shenemar kan kabeda zivir rabbi asimecha. Ve'nemar lohalan kabeda sashem mehoncha. Hilkach litzaisle. We have a pasuk. They're equivalent. The psukim seem the same. It says to be mechaved your parents, and it says to be mechaved a kodesh baruch hu. So maybe it's an equation. It's a hekesh that just like by Hashem we have to listen to Hashem, so too we have to listen to our parents, even if our parents ask us to violate Hashem. Kamash malan the pasuk es shab society shmor dulo lishmalei. That's where the words es shab society shmoru teach us that a child is not allowed to listen to their parents when they say. When the parent says, go violate halacha, this always came up in yeshiva. When a kid wanted to learn and their parents were like anti them learning, and the Rebbe would say, hey, you know, by the way, when your father says you're not supposed to learn, you have no mitzvah of kibud av va'eim to listen to your parents. You can do whatever you want. So that might well be good and true, but you got to play the politics card too. You got to be smart about it. But that is, these are some of the dinim that we have. If a parent says to a child, taking you to a place that's usher to be at, the child can say, I'm sorry, I have no obligation to listen to you. If a father says to a child, we're not putting on tefillin today, the child can say, I'm sorry, I have no obligation to listen to you. The Torah tells me to put on tefillin. I have to put on tefillin. Well, again, these are uncomfortable situations. They do come up. They do come up periodically. But that's this din. Okay, next. Let's get back to the sugya we were discussing. We had said, mitzvah min haTorah lifrok aval lo liton. Very odd. My avalo liton, what does that mean that you have no din of te'ina of helping someone to load their animal? Ilema avalo liton klal, if you want to say that there's no din to help load up an animal for your friend, that's impossible. Because maishna prika dechsiv azov ta'azov imo, by prika, by unloading an animal, the structure of the pasuk is azov ta'azov imo. By te'ina nami, what does the pasuk say? Dechsiv akim takim imo. Just, you know, if A equals B and B equals C, A equals C. So if you have a pasuk that says, azov tazovimo, that's a din doraisa. So then when the pasuk says, akem takimimo, that should also be a din doraisa. Says the Gemara, you're right. When the Tanakhama said that there's no mitzvah of te'ina, ela mitzvah min haTorah lifrok bechinam, what it means is like this. When it comes to doing prika, to unloading an animal, that, when you're helping, you must do for free. But velo litom bichinam ela beschar. What the Tanakhama meant when he said that there's no mitzvah d'oraisa of te'ina, what he meant is that you don't have to do that for free. When you're loading an animal up, you can charge for that. A little socially tacky, but you're halachically allowed to do so. And Rav Shimon Omer, I disagree. Af liton bichinam. Even when you are helping to load up a camel, to load up a chamor, whatever it is, you are not allowed to charge for that. So the machlokes is whether or not you can charge or te'ina for loading the chamor. And taninu lahadatan, rabbanan, we have this expressly in a brisa, six lines from the bottom, right in the middle of the line. Prika bechinam te'ina beschar, that's what the Tanakhama would hold, that when I'm unloading an animal, I have to do that for free. When I'm loading up the animal, I'm allowed to charge. Rib Shimon Omer, zuvazu bechinam. All right, let's get into the lumdus. Mai tamayu de rabbanan. Why do the rabbis say that when it comes to te'ina that there's a schar? The isal kadaitach ki Rib Shimon, if Rib Shimon was right, that you can do it for free, I only need you to teach me one case that there's te'ina, and by te'ina I'll know about prika. If I know that I have to help to be towing, to help put something on an animal, kol shekein, I'll know about taking it off the animal. I can make that tsushtel on my own. When it comes to loading up an animal, right now, is there any tsar ba'alei chayim by an animal that has nothing on its back? No, there's nothing driving me. I'm a nice guy. I'm happy to help you, but there's no tzar ba'alei chayim. But like a chesron ki yischai, there, if I'm obligated to help you to load up an animal where we're not starting from a point of tzar ba'alei chayim, because when the animal has nothing on its back, there is nothing, there's no tzar. But prika, where the animal has 250 pounds on its back, de'ispe tzar ba'alei chayim v'chesron ki yislo kol shekein. Ella, therefore, because of the fact that the Torah went out of its way to teach us prika and to teach us te'ina, that's the lumdus of the Rabbanon as to why they distinguish that by prika, you have to do that for free because there's tzar ba'alei chayim, and by te'ina, by loading up the animal, that you're allowed to charge for. Hi, Rib Shimon, if the svar of the Rabbanon is right, why did you have to teach me the din of prika? I could have made a kol shekein, a kal v'chomer. I could have learned out from the world of te'ina, that if I have to do it by te'ina where there's no tzar ba'alei chayim or chesron kis pashat, I'd have to do it where there is. It says the Gemara, mishum de lo masai mekra, the psukim might both be talking about te'ina. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Rabbanon lo mesaimik, right? Why, what do you mean the Psukim are both talking about Tina and they're not clear? That's not true. With the animal, when we talk about prika, it says that the animal is being crushed under the weight of the packages. And hasam ksiv noflin badarach, that thing, everything fell off of him already. It seems that the animal has fallen with everything falling off of its back, and now it's empty. You see that happen on the road where someone loses, you know, their cargo. Go help them. Go help them. They're separate psukim, says the Rabbanu to Reb Shimon. What do you mean they're not the same, Reb Shimon? No. Noflin baderech, what the pasuk means when it says that the animal fell, it doesn't mean that the packages fell. The animal fell with its packages on him. There's no reloading. Both of them could be talking about, could just be talking about the same thing. They both could be talking about teina, and therefore inhud v'ta'anayhu ilavaihu mashma. All right, so that's what the Gemara says, machlokas between them about whether or not you're allowed to charge for teina. You're not allowed to charge for prika when you're unloading an animal because of tzar ba'alei chayim and chesron kis. Now we're going to dig into the sugya of tzar ba'alei chayim in this regard. Last two words on lamed beis. But aleph, mirtz Hashem, if time allows, we'll get to the bottom of lamed beis. Lamed beis, omar rava. V'divrei shneim nilma tzar ba'alei chayim d'oraisa. It seems from both the shita of the Rabbanan and the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, tzar ba'alei chayim is a din d'oraisa. V'afilu Reb Shimon lo ka'amar ele mishum d'lo mesayim ikra. Even Reb Shimon, the only reason we're unclear about him is because he doesn't know exactly how to learn the psukim. Because as we pointed out, it could be that both of them are talking about teina. That's very possible. Aval, had it been that Reb Shimon held that Mesayim cried that there was clarity, Darshinon Kal V'chomer, he would have made the same Kal V'chomer we made on the Amar Aleph. That if in fact we know that teina is chayiv, Kol Shekein, you're going to be chayiv in Prika, because there's no tzar ba'alei chayim by teina and you're chayiv. Kol Shekein, when there is tzar ba'alei chayim. Mishum mai, la mishum tzar ba'alei chayim Darshinon. Oh, so therefore we see, perhaps, again, we're going to see a lot of flip-flopping in the Gemara between Tzar Ba'alei Chaim D'Oraisa and Tzar Ba'alei Chaim D'Rabbanan. Our first thrust of the Gemara is that Tzar Ba'alei Chaim is a din D'Oraisa, and we see it from the Kal V'Chomer that we made on the Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma Mishum De'ika Chesron Kis. Maybe it's not because of Tzar Ba'alei Chaim that we're under the assumption that you're chayiv over here, but rather it's because of Chesron Kis. Really, here's what the Gemara says. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, 6 lines down. Umatina deles be Chesron Kis chayiv. Just like when I have to load up your animal, I'm chayiv to do so, even though you're not at a loss right now, I'm obligated to help you. Prika, to unload your animal, the isba Chesron Kis, the value of your animal is getting worse, the weaker it gets. Lokol shekein, all the more so I should be chayiv. That's what the Gemara says. So maybe it has nothing to do with tzar ba'alei chayim, and therefore you can't infer, like we tried, like Rava said, that was Amar Rava at the bottom of the last two words on the page were Amar Rava. Rava was the one who was trying to teach us that there's a din d'oraisa of tzar ba'alei chayim, says the Gemara, lav dafka. Maybe the driver for Reb Shimon and the Tanna Kamma was not that, but rather it was chesron kis. So says the Gemara, how is that possible? Uteina. When you don't load up an animal, ain ba chesron kis. Why isn't that chesron kis? Lost money, lost time. Every minute is worth money. If your animal's not schlepping, you're losing out on money. Maybe the items that you bought, that you're trying to sell, the ones that are right now in your driveway, and you need someone to put them on the donkey, but maybe they're batel mishuke. Maybe they're no longer useful in the shuk. Today we were sitting in the car. We looked in the car next to us. They had a CD sitting in the window. CD. I don't have a CD player in my car. They've become relatively obsolete. Relatively. If your car is in the last year or two, or do they make them anymore? I don't even know if they make them anymore. New cars? I have no idea. My last two cars didn't have them. Do you have one? You do? How old is your car? What year? Ah, it's a sweet spot. It's the upper end of the sweet spot. Yeah. I don't even think they make them anywhere. Everything is digital. So it's batel mishuke. It's these people invested. Oh, I see the future is DVDs and CDs. Now they're sitting there with 1 billion products they can't sell. So what do you mean there's no loss? Help me load up my animal. Every minute I sit here, it's lost opportunities to sell. Inami asugan veveshakla. You leave it in the driveway. Someone's going to come take it. Kol ma deika bahade. As long as it's sitting there, I am losing money. So how can you tell me that teina is not a chesron kis? It is. And by the way, if teina is a chesron kis, then there's no Kal V'Chomer anymore. And if that's true, Teda, the Tzar Ba'alei Chaim D'Oraisa, says Gemara, still, I'm still going to tell you that there's a Din D'Oraisa of Tzar Ba'alei Chaim D'Ktani Seifa. What do we have at the end of our Mishnah? Lama Beis Manav, the Gemara says, We said if the animal has too much weight on him, it can carry 250. You loaded it up with 300. Ain't zakuklo, you're not obligated to help. Says the Gemara, it should be the case that you're potter. Now, that is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Look at this diuk. It must be that if Rabbi Yossi Aglili is of the opinion that you're potter, he's got to be arguing against someone in the Mishnah. Otherwise, the Shita is completely random. So we therefore must assume the Tanakama holds Zakuklo, that even if the guy overloads his animal, you're obligated to take it off. Why? My Taima must be that according to the Tanakama, La Mishum the Tzar Balei Chaim, Deo Raisa. Lachora, we see the Tzar Balei Chaim is it in Deo Raisa. The Gemara says a third of the way down, Dilma Betachas Masa'o Pligi. Maybe Bichlal, there's just a machlokas to the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi about what the words Tachas Masa'o means. It's not a machlokas about tzar balei chaim. Stam, it's a machlokas about whether or not you're obligated if they overload the donkey. They don't darshan the words at all. It's not 250, but not 300. Nothing. If there's packages, you take them off. That's just it. Say to the Gemara says again, perhaps we should flip in the other direction. The tzar balei chaim lav deoraisa. The Gemara says, let's try and bring a raya. The Tzar Balei Chaim is not a din. We pass in this way. The Tzar Balei Chaim is a din de Rabbanan, whatever the nafkaminas are. Someone told me this week, I had a meeting with someone. They said, I'm so sorry, I have to go to the vet today. They said, I have to go to the vet today because the animal has cancer. I'm so sorry to hear that. And they were removing the animal's Eber Tashmish. That was what happened. There was a tumor there. So, okay, Tzar Balei Chaim. That's to save a life, right? So that's not, I don't, that doesn't qualify as Tzar Balei Chaim.
It's so expensive, those surgeries, and people just do it.
I have no idea.
Sure.
I know how much this person makes because I pay them. So I don't know, it's thousands of dollars. And unless you have insurance, it's a missed question. I don't have a dog. But,
I think there is such a thing as pet
insurance. Yeah,
separatism. Spain.
Yeah, I wondered about that also, though.
She's a goy. And she will not be listening to this stuff you want me to share anytime soon. And if she does, she'll quit. But anyways, the Gemara says, "Tei the Tzar Balei Chaim Lav Deoraisa." Again, a third of the way down to Tani Reisha. How do we know that it's Derabbanan? Halach v'yoshav lo. Remember, we said that this guy by Priko Teina, I came over to help, and you're like, "Hey, David, thanks for your help. I'm gonna go sit on the couch and drink a beer while you go unload everything." The Amar lo, hova lecha mitzvah lifrok pro. Go do your job. It's not my problem. So the halach is that David is potter. Shneimar imo. I have to be there with him. Now, if you would have thought that Tzar Balei Chaim is Doraisa, who cares what Phil's doing? Mali isek lamari bahade, mali ki lesek lamari bahade. It doesn't matter. It's not about the person at all. If the animal's bitzar, you're obligated to tell Elamai. It must be that it's a din derabbanan. Olam says the Gemara, I disagree. Nope, not a good rat. Tzar Balei Chaim Doraisa, really? Misavris potter. Potter legamre? No. David's not potter from helping. He's obligated to help, but v'dilma pater b'china v'chay b'schar. But now he's allowed to charge. So that's what the Gemara says, is that when we had in our Mishnah that I'm sitting on the side with my feet up on the ottoman and David is unloading the chamor, so that's pater, but it's not pater legamre. You're still obligated, but you can charge me now, unless I'm with you. If I'm with you, you're pater, you're not allowed to charge. If I'm not with you, that's when you start. You turn on the timer, yeah, you get it's yeah, the meter is running. Thank you for the right words there. This is what the Torah is saying. Ki say the mara bahadeh, if Phil's in the same room as David, avad gabe bechino. If he less say the mara bahadeh, avad gabe beschar. Ulo olam tzar balei chayim, do raisa. You can't say that it's not a din do raisa. Perhaps it is a din do raisa. And at the parentheses, five lines before the wide line, simon, behemas, behemas. Ohev Sone Ravson, these are five Mari Mekomos that we're going to see that question one way or the other as to whether or not we hold that Tzar Balei Chaim is a din d'oraisa. Let's take a look at this braisa. And this touches on some of the topics that we discussed earlier today. Behemas Oved Kochav, and the animal belongs to a goy. Metapil Ba ki Behemas Yisrael. We need to treat the animal in the same way we would treat an animal that belongs to a yid. What does that mean? I understand. If you're a goy and I see your animal as bitzar, my need to treat your animal has nothing to do with you. Tzar Balei Chaim. And I have to make sure that that doesn't happen. So I have a neighbors who are goyim. If they had a chamor and the chamor was bitzar, I have to help. They're not a yid. Doesn't matter. The din of sar balei chayim. So perhaps we should say that it's a din d'oraisa. Eliyam sar balei chayim lav d'oraisa. My metabol b'okib behemos Yisrael. I don't have to service a goy the same way I service a yid. You're my brother. They're not my brother. Family first. I have no obligation to help you if you're a goy stam. That might even be aser because of los chaneim. You get into other isurim. It says the Gemara. No. No, 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 no. You cannot infer anything about Tzar Balei Chaim when it comes to a goy. You have to be a mensch, and the mensch has a flip side to it, which is that if you're not a mensch, Mishum Eva, we're afraid that if we don't help the goy the same way we help the yid, then there will be animosity toward the Jewish people. This is a kula that's used in the poskim for Hatzalah, that if on Shabbos Hatzalah gets a call from a goy, you're Mechalel Shabbos to take care of them because of Eva. Which is a huge kula, but that's how it functions. It's not a kula, it's a din. It's a din in the Gemara. Same thing over here. If you not only is it nice and forget Tzar Balei Chaim, let's assume there was no answer, but if you have a your neighbor needs help, go help them. Yeah, you have to again, Lo Sechanim is a concern. You have to figure out exactly what it is. But this is halachic, it's prika uteina. By prika uteina, we should help a goy. We treat a behemas akum the same way we would treat a behemas Yisrael, not because it's Tzar Balei Chaim, because of Eva. And Hachalamimistarba, second of the wide lines, the Ktani Imhai Satuuna Yain Aser Ein Zakukla. This makes sense that if, in fact, the animal that belongs to a goy was filled with Yain that's Aser, let's say it's Yain Nesech, Ein Zakukla. I'm sorry, I can't help you with the Yain Nesech, even though my neighbor's a goy. Iyamris Bishlamadalav Do Raisa Mishumachi Ein Zakukla. Oh, so therefore, out of concern of the wine, I could understand that I'm not allowed to help because the wine is aser. It must be that it's that Tzar Balei Chaim is lav deoraisa. Mishumachi in zakukla eli yamrus deoraisa. If in fact we would say that Tzar Balei Chaim is a din deoraisa, amai ein zakukla. Why can't you help with the yain aser? You should be able to help if it's a din deoraisa. It says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, here's how we understand things. Four lines into the wide lines. Ulahatina yain aser ein zakukla. To load up an animal with wine that's aser, that is not allowed. And therefore, this raya is not a good raya. It's 9:28. Let's learn one more braisa and then we'll stop. Toshma. Behemasove kochavim. The owner of the animal is a goy. Ubasui Yisrael. The package belongs to a yid. V'chadalta. You can hold back from that. If you want to say if the animal belongs to an akum and the package belongs to a yid, if you want to say that there is a din of sar balei chayim, amai b'chadalta, zov tazov mi boile. What do you mean you're holding back? Go help. Yid, not a yid, as we already spoke out. If it has to do with a zov tazov mi boile, if it has to do with sar balei chayim, you should help. So says the Gemara, le'olam sar balei chayim deoraisa, but hasam b'te'ina. There, where it's a non-Jew owner of the animal and Jewish packages. Here, we're not talking about prika. We're not talking about removing something where there's a Tzar Balei Chaim factor. Here, we're talking about te'ina, loading it up. If the animal belongs to a goy and the product belongs to a yid, I don't have to help. Says the Gemara, well, then I don't understand the next part. Yachi ema seifa, behemas Yisrael, umatsuy ovi kochav mazov. So says the Gemara, there we do help. The ibeteina amayazov ta'azov. It must be mishum tzara di Yisrael, that you're hurting the goy. Yachi afilu reishanami. If it's true that you're hurting the Jew, if you're hurting the Yisrael, so then why is it that when the masui belong to the Yisrael, there too? Says the Gemara. In the case of behemas oved kochavim masui Yisrael, where the animal's owned by an akum, but the product is owned by a Jew, there bachamar oved kochavim. Seifa Bachamar Yisrael. I'm sorry, Reisha Bachamar Oved Kochavim. The Reisha was where the driver, the guy who was supposed to do the work that you're helping, is a goy. However, the Seifa is where the person who's supposed to do the work is a yid. This is very, very subtle. It depends who the driver is. So here's the three partners. We have the owner of the animal who's a goy. The packages belong to a yid. The driver is a goy. If the driver is a goy, okay, he'll go let him go load it up himself. No problem. But if the, let's go, now let's say the second iteration, the animal belongs to a goy. And the packaging belongs to a yid, but the driver's a yid, azov ta'azov, then you have to help him. That's because of Mishum Tzar Yisrael. So it says the Gemara, my pasata, are you saying a general rule that whenever an item is owned by a goy, the driver's a goy? Whenever the item is owned by a yid, the driver's a yid? Says the Gemara, yes. Stama de milsa, inish basar chamrei azil. Whoever owns the animal, that's typically the one who you hire. Says the Gemara, b'ha v'chadalta, I don't understand. This whole conversation we've been having about v'chadalta, when you hold back from helping, and v'azov ta'azov, all of that was b'prikahu d'ksidi. And we're talking about te'ina. So these psukim are not chaya. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Hamani, who is this Shita like? And with this, we'll close. Rabbi Yossi, Aglidihi de Amar Tsar Baal Echayim, Lav de Oraisa. We're talking about the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglidi, who says the Tsar Baal Echayim is not a din de Oraisa. So we have different types of rules of when Vichadalta apply, and we're a little bit more makel than we would have been had it been a din de Oraisa. Tomorrow, Emir Tashem, we'll pick up with Tashma, five lines from the bottom. I do have a wedding tomorrow night. I think I will still be here for 8:45. I'm out of town Wednesday night and Thursday night, but it's very possible that we'll do Zoom because I'll be in LA, so it's 2 hours later, so I should hopefully be able to swing it. I'll keep you posted. But 2 hours earlier, I'm meeting you here 2 hours later. But, hopefully it'll work out. I'll keep you posted. Wishing you all a beautiful day. Thank you.